The ban on Americans traveling to the European Union for non-essential reasons has been lifted. This means BJ Lederman, who writes her theme music, can travel to Malta. But as Terry Schultz reports, that doesn't mean an immediate return to carefree travel.
Travelers from the U.S. are coveted customers in the European Union.
It's one of the most important markets for us outside Europe, so we are very happy to welcome them.
Jeroen Ruppe with the Visit Brussels Tourism Office notes 80% of visitors to the Belgian capital typically come from outside the country. So last year,
it was a catastrophe.
While U.S. travelers are now allowed in, each of the 27 member countries makes its own decisions about border control, tests, quarantine, and so on. And while governments are heavily urged to coordinate with their neighbors, they often don't.
We still have a couple of details to sort out, especially when it comes to multi-destination travel.
Eduardo Santander, executive director of the European Travel Commission, representing national tourism organizations, says there's another concern, the lack of a nationwide certificate proving vaccination status in the U.S. He says making sure this information is instantly verifiable is essential to keeping the virus out while letting voyagers in.
We have done a lot of mistakes in the last 2 years, and we cannot have like another wave or something horrific again happening in the course of the summer, because that will be the end of the travel and tourism industry.
One more bump in the road is reciprocity. The U.S. has not lifted its block on EU tourists.
I think it's due to negative perception of the European handling of the pandemic. Notably the slow vaccination program.
EU law professor Alberto Alamano says he expects this to be a temporary problem now with vaccination levels picking up in Europe. In addition, after Tuesday's summit with President Joe Biden, EU officials say they've been assured Washington intends to let European travelers in soon. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.